Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And a special shout-out to those first responders that are working feverishly around the clock down there in Surfside, Florida, south Miami Beach, trying to get anyone that they can find alive out. And, of course, things are going backwards on them. They're working against the clock, but you got to try. You got to try. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer. Alrighty, right now, in California, where it's hotter than a firecracker and he's probably cooking hot dogs in the sidewalk, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There they are. It's a nice, comfortable night here. Temperatures around 80. It was 90-something today. And all these people that are reacting are got a cold one in their hand. There you go. See you guys later, because I only got 50 minutes to, you know, last call for alcohol. But anyway, that's what's going on here. And we'll get into the weather in a minute, because I just got something from Salem, Oregon, and we've got an affiliate up there. And boy, you people, I really feel for you. All right, here we go. You want to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not kidding about Salem, Oregon. The high temperature there today, I believe, according to what I got from a young lady that's one of our listeners there. Let's see, what is her name? Let me get it here real quick so I can say hello. It's Michelle. All right, she said, this is crazy. 117 degrees today in Salem, Oregon.
That is just off the charts crazy. It absolutely is.
And I've never heard it that hot up there, ever.
No, I have never heard of that either. And we've actually got, obviously, a lot of heat-related danger for people in that region.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope that they get out of the woods soon, once they can. By the way, AOC is in the news for all the wrong reasons again. She says that there's a rude wake-up call coming after calling the fears of crime spikes hysteria.
It's so hysterical. miracle, Captain. What are we even worried about? I mean, we just need some context here, according to AOC. Really? What kind of context could there possibly be with these massive spikes, you know, percentage-wise, in violent crime, murder, you name it, in a lot of these different big cities? There's no context that you need. I honestly don't know what planet she's living on.
Let's just move over to New York City for a minute. There was a video that came out of a black man who pulled a gun and no warning at all shot a Marine who was walking down the street with his family in New York City, obviously on vacation in civilian clothes. He didn't know it was a Marine, but this guy just pulled out a gun and just shot him point blank in the back and then took off.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. And again, this is, you know, this is so hard to see happening, that these kinds of things are accelerating. And especially in a place like New York City and right in the middle of Times Square, for example, this is something that is going to continue to draw down the entire city there. And it's a terrible tragedy.
So de Blasio, the mayor, comes out and says, we're going to increase the presence. We're going to flood Times Square. And guess what he did?
What do you do?
50 more cops are going to Times Square.
Well, we got 50.
50.
Yeah, well, and again, there are a lot of cops that are retiring because of the treatment that police have received over the last many months. And obviously, all the calls to defund the police, the demonization of police, the elevation of criminals to a great degree, and this is what we see happening. It's not surprising, but it is very, very makes people very angry.
Right, and we want to give a shout-out and a welcome to Lynn from Largo. She's now a member of the official Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, welcome, Lynn.
Yep, there you go. So, and when that happens, I'll mention your name on here. Won't mention your last name. I'm not going to do that to you, but there you go. So another new person in the group, and that's good. We like that.
We sure do. That's right.
All right, well, I got to go to Surfside. The news there is not good. The longer this drags on, the 150 people missing, 11 bodies now recovered, some of which they're having trouble trying to identify. I'll just leave that where it's at. But this is not going to be good, folks. And I told you when it started, this was going to be a big-time mass casualty incident for deaths. And unfortunately, you folks down in Miami, you need to prepare yourself. This is just something that's happening. And when I come back, I'll explain a little bit more about it, because I talked to a couple of my first responder pals that are down there, and I'll tell you what they're going through. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I sure will, Mr. Announcer Guy. And by the way, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program, and as you know, it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over my left leg, ankle, and foot, which is a daily problem that I have. And it also helps me with the pain that I have. Now, this is because of the all-natural ingredients in the product called turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever problems you've got going on, whether it's just some minor thing or whether or not it's something you've been living with for the last 10, 15, or 20 years. Now, the best part about it is Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. Comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Now, you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the $19.95 three-week quick start. And if it works for you, you'll know by the end of the third week. All you got to do is just say nothing, and you continue to get it. So that's $19.95 for the three-week quick start at the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain. Back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, I've been hearing from some of my friends that are down there at Surfside, including some members of the Fire Department of New York Heavy Rescue Unit, Urban Search and Rescue, part of the FEMA unit, as well as some firefighters from up here that have gone down there in the Tampa Bay area. And I called just to check on them, see how they're doing, because they need a little moral support because of what they're going through and what they're seeing. They're working 12-hour shifts, first of all, 12 on, 12 off. But the thing of it is they're trying to keep up hope. And I told them, I says, well, you know, guys, you know what we went through at the World Trade Center, because that's where I know them from, most of them. You know what we went through at the World Trade Center, and sooner or later, you got to just do the best you can, and the results you get are the results you're going to get. And they all realize that, but they're not going to give up, and neither should anybody else, because who knows, they may find a few people in a pocket somewhere, which is what they're hoping. And by the way, Kyle, they did drill a tunnel through the middle of the pile, about 200 feet long, out of the parking garage, straight across the way, to open up these little pockets so that they could try to get left and right off the cylinder that they drilled so that they could get in there. So they may get lucky.
Well, and we certainly hope so. The passage of time, of course, is a major factor here, and in terms of having water, survivability, if you are in a miracle situation where you're in a pocket, as you're describing. But the people, Captain, of course, these first responders, your friends, the people you've talked to there, you know, they are leading such a valiant effort here, and they won't give up, and we know that they won't until everyone is accounted for one way or another. And again, this tragedy just continues to unfold. What we do know, though, is that some of these reports, especially this report from 2018, evidently, had a lot of picture evidence and so forth, looking at some of these different...
Well, you were right when you said pictures. There were pictures.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, the answer to this is going to be found over time, but obviously we're seeing, unfortunately, some very, very disturbing information that may have led up to what we witnessed last week. And it's just, this is going to, of course, just continue on for some time.
Yeah, and the audio of the phone calls that are coming in, some of them are being made public, where one of the grandmothers was talking to one of her grandsons, talking about the building was shaking, and all of a sudden the phone line went dead. There was a woman down by the pool that was watching, saw the building start to come down, and she started to scream, and her phone went dead. So obviously the building came down on her. She was right down there by the pool, and the pool is no longer visible anymore. It's underneath everything. So that's pretty much what happened to her. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out. And they're at the bottom of the pile, so to speak, so that's going to be difficult. But anyway, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. And so, unfortunately, I mean, there are all kinds of legal issues now that are going to ensue, lawsuits and so forth, but
they've
still
already got two that started yesterday.
That's right. But first and foremost is going to be the continuing of the search and recovery as the best they can do.
Well, if I was the owner of these condos, I would take my policy that I got, my insurance policy, and I would sign it over to the victims fund or group or whatever that just started. I believe they got $1.6 or $7 million in there, and this is a multi-million dollar policy. I'm sure they've got liability. I would just take that policy and sign it over to that fund and say, here, this is a start.
Well, yeah, perhaps so, exactly. Yeah, this was governed by a condo association, and there's usually a corporation that's formed to maintenance the building and so forth. So they will be taking a look at the insurance. They'll also be looking at these different reports, ordered the report, who saw the report, and what was the disposition of that report.
Okay, now we'll move on here, because 82% of registered voters polled recently say that religious liberty is very important to them.
Yes, exactly right. Well, and I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. You know, Captain, throughout the entire pandemic, one of the major factors was, wait a minute, do people have the right to associate together for religious purposes?
In other words, do they have the right to go to church?
Do they have the right to go to church?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have it or do they not? And yes, we understand about the ideas of public safety and so on and so forth, but a lot of the things that we saw in terms of some of the reactions from some local governments and some state
governments. You mean like California?
Like in California.
Yeah,
exactly.
You guys went nuts out there, and one of the pastors got arrested a couple times, and he and his church took everybody to court and wound up on a fast track to the Supreme Court, and California had to eat their own words.
Right, that's right. And even beyond that, beyond the pandemic issue, there are certain things that people with seriously held religious beliefs believe that they should not be forced into doing. And there's a difference between somebody being tolerant, for example, and mm-hmm. somebody who has to be forced, generally speaking, into agreeing with or applauding things that mm-hmm. they find go against their seriously held religious beliefs.
Now, yesterday, over the weekend, we had the United States launch an airstrike. No, it wasn't drones, folks. It was warplanes that came in, and somebody incorrectly reported it was drones, one of the news agencies, which is just not true. But then last night, just before midnight, some our time, they launched, they fired rockets into the American bases there in the Syria area. In the meantime, here's what the White House has had to say about all this.
The weekend, the U.S. carried out airstrikes against facilities used by militias to attack American troops in Iraq.
It was necessary, appropriate, and deliberate.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president believes the Constitution gives him the legal justification for self-defense authority.
Through Article 2 and our authority and our ability to defend U.S. security personnel, which is exactly what we did in this case.
She says the president has warned Iran there will be consequences for its actions. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Did you hear what Nancy Pelosi had to say about this?
What was that?
She's interested to see the report for the authorized use of military force.
Well, you know, Captain, the Democrats are actually going to come to political blows here, it seems, over this entire idea. In fact, you know, President Biden ordering those strikes, you know, what the Democrats are afraid of is that somehow it's going to lead into a big war with Iran, perhaps.
Mm.
Go ahead.
And who is Danny Dannon?
Who is that?
You don't remember?
I'm trying to place the name.
Former ambassador to the United States from Israel.
Okay.
Okay. He says that rejoining the Iranian deal is threatening the world, and right now this is Iran reaching out to send their warning to the United States that they're back and we can't stop them.
Mm. Well, we'll see about that.
All right, hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. So we'll have Ron Edwards, who'll be around in hour number four, take us to break. Okay there, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Iranian-backed militias have launched rocket attacks at U.S. troops in northeastern Syria in retaliation to being hit with airstrikes on Sunday night. The exchange coming as the Biden administration is pushing to return to a nuclear deal with Iran. Speaking with reporters while hosting Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House on Monday, President Biden told Rivlin that Iran wouldn't get a nuclear weapon under his watch.
Something that I often say, if there weren't easy, we'd have to invent one. And this includes, we're committed to unwavering commitment to your self-defense. And today we're going to be discussing a broad range of challenges, including Iran. What I can say to you, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and we appreciate you very much. Armed American Radio is monster cast Sunday nights live from 8 to 11 p.m. across the country on many of these same stations. By the way, I talked to my friend Dawn yesterday, Mike Lindell's personal secretary, at my pillow, and she was telling me that Mike is on the road this week and that he is planning on being in Sarasota on Saturday. Don't know if he's going to speak or not, but he is going to be there to be with his friend, former President Donald Trump, so people will be able to see him there. He probably won't be out milling in the crowd, but then again, you never know. And I'll be there myself. I'll be in what's called Radio Row, which is right there where the press and the media is going to be. And he's going to, look at those people, there's the media. Well, yeah, I'm going to be there, but I'm going to have my Make America Great hat on. And I'll probably have my radio show shirt on. And I may have a little mic. Well, I will have mic flags and things that show that I've got my program there. I'm not going to be, you know, like one of the Alphabet Soup networks. So they'll be there, too, probably. And, of course, CNN will be there, too, probably, because they're trying to make something out of anything they can with what the president says. But anyway, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at what you want, pick it out, and when it says enter your promo code here to get the deep discounted price, you put in the word Captain. Yep, Captain, that's all it takes on whatever you want. at MyPillow.com, and you'll save a boatload of money. For example, the MyPillow premium pillows, cheapest price ever right now. Cheapest price ever. You'll save $40 on two pillows. How about that? Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And I also got the MyPillow slippers just a short time ago, and I got one of the throw blankets to throw up over the couch to make it, stay longer, this, that, and the other, so that you don't just lay on the couch and have to vacuum the couch and clean it off all the time and all that stuff. I kind of like having the blanket over the top, and it fits perfectly, so there you go. And they got all kinds of things if you want to take a look at their website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you want, and it'll save you a boatload of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What did you get from MyPillow today?
Well, I've had a MyPillow for a while, and definitely swear by it. And you can't go wrong. And but just by using the promo code CAPTAIN, you can save so much money to even try out the MyPillow. If you've never bought one, now's the best time to do it.
Yeah, because you get your money back if you don't like it.
Yep, that's right.
And it's a 60-day guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Nancy Pelosi may have to loosen her death grip on the speaker gavel because guess who might be after it?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Well, very possible. What if he were to, exactly right. He could stage quite a comeback. In one form or another, we'll see.
He may not necessarily be running for president. He could run for Congress with a backhanded move to run for Speaker of the House, but in order to do that, the Republicans would have to have a sizable majority to see to it that he was able to do that. But here's the thing, okay? He's not necessarily going to run in the district he's in over there in West Palm Beach because the opponent, the Democrat, beat the Republican over there by about 20 points. So he could run, and this is a great little thing here. Now I'm going to enter the suspense in. Kyle, do you have to live in the congressional district that you run in?
Well, I don't think so, because I know a lot of them don't.
No, yeah. You don't. You are right. No, you do not have to live in it. So that opens up the deal if he were to run for Congress for, say, Charlie Crist's seat that he's given up to run for governor, Florida 13, Florida 19 or Florida 27, one of those seats, he could do that. Just all depends.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, I think the stars would have to align pretty strongly in order to make all that
work. But this was something that was brought up over the weekend, hinted at by, of all people, Kevin McCarthy, who stands to be the next Speaker of the House.
Yes, exactly right. So, but again, and also, I mean, we've always been in uncharted waters with Donald Trump, and so who knows? The sky is really the limit here. But also, it may be fantastical, but it also would be pretty strategic. I mean, can you imagine, Captain, what life would be like with Donald Trump as Speaker of the House in terms of the kinds of things, legislation that we'd see come to the floor, and the kind of influence that he would wield as a speaker.
Yeah. And then I'll even throw this one out there. Do you have to be a member of the House to be the speaker?
No, I think you just have to be elected speaker.
Yeah, that's right. You can be a civilian on the outside, a business person, whatever, military, whatever the deal is, and as long as somebody has the votes and you get more than the next person, as long as there's a majority, and you're with a majority, and you get more votes than the next person when you run, you do not have to be an elected representative of the Congress to be the speaker.
Exactly right. So, again, you never know. And as we get closer to 2022, I think that's going to start to really tell the tale. Will Donald Trump run for president again? Well, I think that still remains to be seen. But Donald Trump certainly has a lot of influence, and he's got a lot of impact. I think that's an even stronger word to use. He's got impact. You've got people, Captain, across the highways and byways who are absolutely rock solid for Donald Trump. And the left and the news media, they can't understand it. They've done their worst, as it were, and they just can't fathom this.
All right, now let's do a Jen Psaki sighting. I don't have the sounder here in front of me, but we'll just make it. We'll just do it without it. Now, a Jen Psaki sighting here, because Jen Psaki's worldview pins the defund the police movement on a surprising news source. Who is that, Kyle?
Well, that would be the Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how did that happen when we all know that's not even remotely true?
Oh, well, because the Republicans didn't want to vote for the American Rescue Plan. But
so they defunded the police around the country as a result.
That's I think what they're going with.
Nothing could be further than the truth.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And because the American Rescue Plan wasn't all about police and so forth, I think the president wanted separate bills or something like that. But again, it's just a way of passing off the blame, as it were. And it's a story that if you can get other outlets to pick up and run with it, and people go, well, it was the American Rescue Plan. Oh, and the Republicans, they didn't want that. So, yeah, it's their fault for the police thing. You know, that's what they're trying to get going.
Well, let them look at the American Rescue Plan and let them look and see at all the perks that are in there.
Right.
And then maybe they might understand why it didn't get passed.
Well, exactly right. But, and again, if the names of some of these bills are designed to make it look as if you even ask a question about it, that you must be the most cold-hearted you-know-what in the universe because you don't want the American Rescue Plan, like you don't want the Clean Water Act, that kind of thing.
Well, there's plenty of clean water around, and it gets dirtier because of what the Democrats...
Press Secretary Jen Psaki
it keeps getting dirtier because of what the Democrats keep doing to the water.
Well, sure. But again, this is a deflection par excellence, right, of the White House here. Because people, they're not stupid. They look around, Captain, and they see exactly what's going on with the police. They see exactly what's happening in their communities. They see exactly what's happening with the crime spikes and so forth. And Jen Psaki and the rest of them, this is the best they got.
Well, it's not working.
Nope.
It's not working, and that's a good thing because we are, you know, we've been lied to enough by all these people over the years, and it's just such an unfortunate circumstance that we have to continue to put up with this nonsense. And people need to understand that the mainstream media is the puppet that's being used by the White House and by this administration. And like it or not, and somebody said something to me again, have you seen Valerie Jarrett lately? And I said, no. They said, isn't that kind of strange? And I said, no, she's busy at work in the basement at Obama's house running the government.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, this all smacks of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because everything that we keep seeing, if you remember what Valerie Jarrett was doing when she was in the White House, the advice she made and the things that were done, this administration that you're looking right now at is Barack Obama 2.0 on steroids, trying to get the job done with the fundamental transformation of America with the help of some foreign superpowers like, oh gosh, China?
Yep.
Hold that thought. Right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, Donna Fiducia, appreciate you very much doing that for us. This is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. By the way, James was out somewhere and said, thanks for the free drink. Well, I had nothing to do with the free drink, but he went into one of the pilots, pilot number 260, he's telling me, and got himself a free drink. So good for you. It is what it is, and most of the places are doing just that, so there you go. And if for some reason they don't, then shame on them, because they don't understand what their own company is doing. But anyway, tell them the Captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch for sure. Okay, well, we are going to play a little something that you don't usually hear here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be from the Backstreet Boys.
from a while back. And, of course, if everybody doesn't know who they are, you're about to find out. Here we go. Street Boys and Kyle, I don't know when that was made, but it's kind of like watching something from Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that goes back, I think, to 1999 from their album Millennium.
Okay, because it's an oldie but goodie, and a lot of those guys are a lot older than what they are right now. I mean, that was a young group. All right, well, let's get started here, and let's tell everybody what it is that we got going on, because the weather changed. We had that storm, which, by the way, became Tropical Storm Danny. That came on board up the East Coast. Now, unprecedented heat is going to shift into interior sections of the Northwest today, with record-shattering temperatures persisting for much of the week. A stalled front will pose a threat of flash flooding that will linger through midweek from the Midwest into the Southern Plains. And Tropical Storm Danny is now a tropical depression, and onshore, it's up around Columbia, and pretty much across I-20 over into Augusta, into Georgia, moving kind of northwest at the moment. And it's going to bring heavy rainfall to the southeast and tropical storm force winds and swells along the South Carolina coastline, which it's doing right now. Wind won't be a factor as this thing moves inland, just along the coastline. And that's what we've got at the moment. Kyle, you take it away out north, out west in the northwest in your area out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, in the Pacific Northwest, we're, of course, continuing to see really a third day of very high temperatures, triple digits. Portland, Oregon, registering 115 degrees on Monday. Just to give some comparison, and in that area of the country, you know, you're looking at usually 70s this time of year. But Portland General Electric said they had about 3,000 customers without electricity in the greater Portland area, and that was on Sunday. So stories that are more akin to be seen, say, from Southern California, where you have the rolling blackouts when it gets very, very hot. We're seeing a very similar thing to a lesser extent, of course, but there in the Pacific Northwest. So those extreme heat advisories continue to persist all through the state of Washington, all through the state of Oregon, Montana. We've got heat advisory up in northern Montana and then also in western Montana as well, covering northern Idaho, southern Idaho as well, with the excessive heat warnings. And those excessive heat warnings, by the way, they go all the way up through Canada, through British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. So this is a huge system that's creating these very high temperatures. Also near Reno and Carson City, also northern California, central California as well, with excessive heat warnings. And in southern California, in the high deserts and mountain areas, looking at perhaps even thunderstorms. So if you're traveling through those areas, be very, very careful. careful. Heavy rain, of course, in southern New Mexico as the flash flood watch continues there. So this is going to be all throughout the southern part of New Mexico. I-25, for example, you're going to be looking at this. And so be very careful out there.
Well, what's going on in California where they've told them not to charge the electric cars right now?
Well, what's happening is that they're saying that don't charge your electric vehicle during peak hours because of the pull on the power grid, people running air conditioning and so forth.
Okay, so let me understand something. I'm a traveling salesman with an electric car, and I got to keep my car charged because I got to keep moving. That means somewhere along the line I'm going to run out of electricity, and I can't charge my car. Because they'll probably turn off the charging stations, the public ones they got there, so I gotta wait, and now I suddenly can't do all my route during the day.
That could very well be in extreme situations, and but that's the problem in California. If you can't keep the lights on, how do you expect people to stay here and businesses to stay here and people to take you seriously when you say, hey, we've got to have all electric cars?
Okay, well, let's go back over to Texas here. We'll start out with that. Now, obviously, you just heard Kyle tell you about the rain coming across I-10 all the way across New Mexico, I-25, Alamogordo, straight north up to just south of Albuquerque, and all through Ruidoso up towards our friends at Cannon Air Force Base right now, and up just south of Lubbock, Texas. Flood warnings through the area there, too. And then kind of skipjacks up there around Wichita Falls on a 45-degree angle across Oklahoma through Oklahoma City. We've got flood warnings around Oklahoma City and flood watches around Oklahoma City. And then it goes up into the southeastern corner of Kansas, Emporia, Kansas. You've got a flood watch right now in Emporia. And then it goes on a 45-degree angle across Missouri to include north of Springfield, north of Joplin, up into Columbia, Missouri. Flood watches and warnings all the way across Columbia, Missouri on I-70. And then that goes on an angle up into the northernmost part of Illinois, southeastern corner of Iowa, Chicago, heavy rain there, over into Gary, Indiana, and down 41 on Indiana, down along the border for about 40 miles or so. Then, as I said, Danny is currently ashore, and it's now a tropical depression with rain in it, moving up around the Columbia, South Carolina area, west over towards Augusta, and it's going to continue to move towards the northwest, headed eventually up into probably Tennessee, and then it'll just be a rain incident after that. And then we've got the high heat temperatures in central New York from I-81 up through Syracuse, Binghamton to Syracuse to Watertown, and then I-90 across from Buffalo to Albany. And then we've got high heat from Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey, and Trenton and New York, and Poughkeepsie, and over into Hartford, and over into Providence, and up into Boston, and up into the lower part of New Hampshire, and all the way to Bangor, Maine tonight. High heat advisories in the Northeast. Okay, Kyle and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news, and your station's getting a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.